few scriptures I would like to share with you.
All right.
Bless your name.
My endeavor,
bless your name,
as your pastor, to see each and every one of us go higher in God. One thing that the old church used to do, that the modern church seems to have gotten away from, the simple act of fasting mixed in with a decent dose of prayer. Prayer and fasting changes things. We always say prayer changes things. But if you want to get stronger in God,
yes,
I dare you to fast. So I'm going to ask you to rest on your feet as I read the beginning scripture. I need for you to keep your Bibles open because today we're going to do a little bit of studying. I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm going to give you some scriptures that you absolutely can look at and examine for yourself. That's all I want you to do is look at them for yourself. Just don't look at the one scripture. Look at the context in which it was written. So I may not be able to give you all of the context. That's why I'm encouraging you to read it for yourself. Because at the beginning of March, March 1st is a Sunday, we are beginning our fast.
Amen.
And so we are going to fast for 2 weeks. God told me we don't have to fast for 21 days. Whatever you need for me to do, I can do it within those 2 weeks. Amen. If I'm diligent enough, I'll do it in that day. Amen. So, amen. 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 A lot of people looking for a blessing but don't want to put in no time or no effort. Amen. To give God glory. Amen. And so let's read the scripture. Go to Matthew 4:4 and then flip over to John 4:32. Matthew 4:4. We're going to get back to our series next week, but I was so encouraged by Bible study. It was about 15 of us, I think, 10 or 15 of us. We had such a glorious time in Bible study. Amen, amen. The Lord began to talk to me and said, why don't you just go ahead and preach this on Sunday? Because this is still one of the ways that I get through to my people. It's not for me, it's for us. You got to understand, fasting is not for God. It's for us. Amen. To get closer to God. Amen. So let's read Matthew 4:4. Look what it says. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen. And sometimes we get so convoluted that we can't hear what comes out of God's mouth. And so that's what fasting will do, will allow you to hear God on a deeper level. Flip over with me to John, the 4:32. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Amen. So everything is not about what you can physically put in your mouth and digest through your internal system. Take your seats. Amen. And just by a show of hands, let me just ask again, how many of us want a closer walk with God?
Amen.
See, be honest now. If you don't put your hand up, and I don't have nothing against you.
Amen.
But if you truly want a closer walk with God, then this is one of the spiritual disciplines that that we are encouraged to engage in so that we can get closer to God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to feel the presence of God on a deeper, more intimate level. Fasting is one of the ways we can achieve this goal. However, what you may have previously thought about fasting will be challenged today.
Yes.
And as we learn and prepare for our consecrated time of fasting, The first thing you have to understand is that fasting will teach you a lot about yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is a very humbling experience because it reveals how much of our peace depends on the pleasure of eating.
Yes. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Some of y'all ain't happy unless you eat.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It may show us, y'all talk back to me now, it's all right, this is a sanctified holiness church.
Thank you, Chief.
It may show us that how we use food to pleasure and to appease the discomforts caused in our being by faithless and unwise living and attitudes. In other words, you use food to hide what you're lacking spiritually. Lack of self-worth, meaningless work. You just walking around doing nothing. You're not accomplishing nothing. You're not doing nothing. You just here. You just existing. You can't even come in church and give God a praise. You can't even lift up your voice to open up and give God everything that he's asking for. And, he only asked for it. It's not even a full day. It's just a couple hours on a Sunday that he asked for you to come in here and give him some praise and to commune with other saints. And there are some of us in this building that can't even praise God for whatever reason. There's something else going on in your life that needs to be addressed. Amen. Or you simply have a lack of rest or exercise. We got some people in here that cannot go to sleep until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
I need you to know that the devil is a liar, that you should get some rest. The Bible says that God says, I never sleep nor slumber. Amen. So somebody ought to get some rest. If you up at night, if you have insomnia, if you pop in the pills to help you go to sleep, if you loose listening to Luther Vandross and all types of other music to soothe your soul, something is wrong because you need the Lord to operate down on the inside of you. You are lacking something that's causing you to stay up all hours of tonight, of the night, and then you have to get up early in the morning and you find yourself tired, you find yourself drained of energy, you cannot operate the way that you want to operate, then you end up eating fast food that you have no business eating because you cannot cook a decent meal for yourself. So look, this thing begins to have a domino effect over our fasting. Stay with me, saints. Fasting shows you how smart your body really is when it comes to getting what it really wants. Y'all ought to talk back to me. You will find that your flesh begins to fight against you.
Yes, it will.
When you try to give God his time. Amen. Fasting confirms our very dependence on God by finding in him a source of sustenance that is way beyond food. What do you mean way beyond food? In other words, food cannot accomplish everything that you wanted to. God calls for us to turn down our plate and get something from him that you can only get when you turn down your plate. You don't need another Happy Meal. You need a closer walk with the Lord. You don't need a two-piece basket. You need Jesus. Through fasting, we learn by experience that God's word to us is a life substance. That is not only bread that gives life, but also the words that come out of God's mouth. That gives life. Now, let me pull right here to the curb for a minute. I'm still in my introduction. The words that come out of God's mouth, sometimes we can't hear because we are so inundated with food that we're placing in our mouth. We can't hear from God. We cannot process what God is telling us. And you are falling short of the promises that God has promised you in your life. Turning down your plate will allow you to hear what God is saying to you. He'll tell you what direction to go, what to say, what to do. But there are some things that we have to do as God's people in order to hear God's voice on a deeper level. Amen. I just don't want to hear God say, be blessed, my child. I want to know how I'm going to be blessed. Y'all ain't talking about that. I want God to talk to me about who to avoid, who to let go of, what to say to people, how to behave out in public. Yeah, I ought to have good sense, but every now and then when somebody get on my last nerve, I need to know that I can rest in the Holy Ghost to bring me through some things. That when I call on the name of the Lord, that He will answer me. When I say, Jesus, I need you right now, He parts His way and comes down and ministers.
Amen.
Therefore, saints, fasting is feasting. Because we're feasting on God and doing His will. All right, let's take a little Bible walk. Go to Psalms 35 and 13. Get your Bibles. That's in the Old Testament. Right around Job, Proverbs, Isaiah, Psalms 35, verse 13. Look what it says. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth, and I humbled myself with fasting. So one of the things that fasting does, it humbles you.
Amen.
There are some of us that need to be humbled.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with being confident, but some of y'all are overconfident. What are you saying, Pastor? There are some of us who need our spirit and our soul to be humbled. Fasting will humble you.
Amen.
Amen. There are some people that won't even talk to you because of your spirit.
Amen.
Y'all ain't saying nothing back. It's quiet in here. It's quiet in here. They avoid you because of what they feel from you without even knowing what's coming out your mouth. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. They can discern your spirit as soon as you walk in the front door, and they don't even want to deal with you because they already know that by the time you say something, it's going to be all about you, all about what you're accomplishing, all about your kids, all about your situation and how God is doing awesome. You don't even want to know how the other person is doing, and there are some folk who don't even want to deal with you because of that. Fasting humbles your soul. Well, y'all quiet in here. I ain't gonna hoop and holler today. I'm teaching today. We in teaching mode. Humbles your soul. Look what it says. And my prayer will return to my own heart. Look at this now. Look at that. My prayer will return to my own heart. And my prayer would return to my own heart. In other words, in order for it to return, that means you have to once have it. Fasting humbles your spirit and places you back at the feet of Jesus.
Yes.
Y'all stay with me now. There are some of you who have gotten away from praying. Oh, here we go now. Now we're getting down to it. There are some of us who only pray on Sundays between the hours of 11 and 1. But prayer can happen anytime. Prayer should happen anytime. Prayer is not part of your life. It is your life. Prayer changes things. The more you get on your knees, the more God blesses you and opens up to you. And there are some of us who have gotten away from the concept and of prayer itself. You don't pray in the morning, you don't pray in the noonday, you don't pray in the evening, you don't even say your grace over your food. Prayer changes things. Instead of letting everybody else in your business, instead of Facebooking all your business and all your stuff and all your trouble and everything you go through, I challenge you to get down on your knees, get into your prayer closet, and tell God all about you. Somebody say prayer changes things. Now I'm looking at some of y'all faces. Some of y'all looking at me like you don't believe it. That's okay. Keep living, honey. Keep living, bro. Sooner or later, you're going to need God to answer. I'm so glad His existence is not dependent on our faith. He's God, and beside him there is no other. He don't need us to believe. In fact, he'll cause the rocks to cry out if we begin to act up. He'll make a donkey talk if we don't want to give him no praise. He don't need us. We need him. Look at your neighbor and say, I need the Lord. I need the Lord. I got to have him in my life. Some of y'all have to say, Daddy, act like you don't need God. In fact, if God hadn't kept you, you'd be dead now. If God hadn't kept you, you'd be missing all your teeth. If God hadn't watched out for you, you owe God a praise. You owe God your life. God has been good. Down on your knees and give God a few minutes of your time. Fasting humbles your soul. Flip over to Psalm 69 and 10. Write these scriptures down. 69 and 10. Psalms 69 and 10.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes. Use him, Lord. Use him.
When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting. Let me help you understand something. Over in Hebrews, I think around the 12th chapter, the Bible says that whom God loves, he chastens.
Yes, sir.
What you have to be careful of is that when he stopped chastening you. You got to be weary when God stopped whooping you. Because when he stopped whooping you, you in deep trouble. You in deeper trouble than you ever thought you were in. How do you know he's whooping you? When you do something wrong, it comes immediately to your mind to repent and say, God, I'm sorry. That's how you know that he's whooping you, that he brings it back to your memory that you did something wrong. And that person might not have even thought about it, but you say, I wonder if I said something wrong. I wonder if I behaved wrong. I wonder if I behaved incorrectly. God will chasten you and won't let you rest until you get it right. But be wary, be careful when you don't feel nothing when you're doing wrong. You in trouble? You just might be in a reprobate mind when you don't feel no ill, nothing. You don't feel bad about what you say. You able to cuss folk out and keep on strolling. You able to talk about folk and don't feel no remorse. You able to do whatever it is you want to do and don't have nothing down on the inside that tells you that you're absolutely wrong. You better be careful. I thank God for whooping me because it got me straight. I thank God for putting his hands on me and straightening me out. Some of y'all saying, well, I don't want to be whooped. I don't want to go through nothing. Thank you, Lord, for taking me through some things. So that I can realize that you was in full control. You had to lay me down so that I could get up and say, thank you, Lord. Some of y'all going through some stuff now. You need to just raise your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Because look. The devil can't do everything. There's some stuff God will put you through. Y'all ain't saying that back to me. God will take you through some stuff to show you how crazy you acted. Crazy, that ain't me. Yes, it is, boo-boo. Yes, it is. I don't talk like that. Yes, you do. God has to chasten us. So what are you saying? Now watch this. Through interpretation of the word and understanding of the word, that since he chastens us, that fasting will help you to repent. And that's the first thing Jesus says that when he comes. He says, I call people to repent before the kingdom of God is at hand. In other words, you got to get to a point in your life where you repent and you don't want what the world has to offer. This is old-fashioned holiness teaching right here. So I understand if some of y'all ain't huckabucking and we ain't shouting and pulling down the paint. This is good old holiness. You got to be holy. Be ye holy because I'm holy. That's what the word says. So fasting, first thing you do when you fast, say, Lord, here I am, forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry. There are some of you in here today that need to ask Lord for forgiveness. You were doing something last night you ain't had no business doing. Y'all ain't saying that back to me. You was thinking something this morning when you got out of your bed.